This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
New York City was well on its way to boasting a proposed 47 total skyscrapers, which would loom over Manhattan in the coming decade. These spires of steel and glass, representing the success of a free market industrial society, are too much for New York's mayor and potential 2020 presidential candidate, Bill de Blasio, a self-avowed socialist who aims to take the baton from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and plunge the failed Green New Deal into the heart of America's financial hub.
And I happen to have one here. The One NYC 2050 Plan. This is just the introductory book. There's 9 books total. And it talks about what this city needs to look like in 2050. But it begins with the assumption that we have to make sure we're still here in 2050. The New York City Green New Deal is a $14 billion effort to change things while we still can. For the first time on Earth, a major city says no more. It's now law that our buildings must do the right thing for the people of this city. And I want to be very clear, the landlords who play by the rules are not going to have a problem. But any landlord who does not achieve these goals will be subject to fines of up to $1 million per year.
You made quite a bit of news last week when you announced that New York City will now guarantee health care to anyone who needs it, including 300,000 undocumented immigrants at the cost of $100 million. But what do you say to people who say they don't want to pay for the undocumented?
Okay, let me tell you why we're doing it first, and then I'll answer that.
Okay.
Everyone should have a right to health care. Here's the idea. Everyone should have a right to health care.
To help close a $14 billion hole in his capital budget, the mayor would consider supporting a range of initiatives, including the East River tolls or raising some or all of the taxes that now help fund the mass transit agency.
No tolls. Absolutely not. Thumbs down.
Mayor de Blasio's comrade, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, has enacted policies creating a $2.3 billion black hole in New York State's budget, which Cuomo has continually blamed on President Trump's tax cuts.
Let us address our issues, our very real issues, with a progressive agenda, not a regressive agenda. An agenda that moves us up, forward, and united, not down, backwards, and divided. It may surprise you, but I don't fault our federal government for causing the underlying fear and frustration. But I fault them for something worse. I fault them for a failure of leadership and government malfeasance.
But it's actually the policies of Cuomo and mayors like de Blasio accelerating New York towards a financial crisis. As The Hill reported, New Yorkers pay an average of 12.7% of their income in state and local taxes and face some of the highest property taxes in the nation. New York City, where more than 40% of the state population lives, is the most expensive city in America. America, with affordable neighborhoods riddled with crime and homelessness, it's no wonder why people are fleeing in droves. With 1.2 million New Yorkers leaving since 2010, last year New York had the largest overall population loss in the nation. Adding insult to injury, a measles outbreak, the magnitude of which has not been seen in 25 years, has gripped the 5 boroughs, especially in Brooklyn, where de Blasio is forcing mandatory vaccinations. New York City, much like San Francisco, has become yet another mad scientist laboratory for socialism, a dangerous, creeping disease that could take the U.S. financial system down with it. John Bound reporting.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars.com. We're all Alex Jones. Go to InfoWars.com. Forbidden information. Infowars.com.
I just don't think I have the energy today to do fourth hour. I just don't think I can do it, guys.
Owen, I'm getting sick and tired of your BS during the breaks today. Been bitching all day off air. I'm tired of being a damn cuck. Will you just take some of the cuck package that we got here and just fix yourself, man? Fix it. I'm sick of it.
Okay. I guess I'll try this. Super male vitality. All right, I'll give it a try. Says 2 scoops or 2 droppers. Okay. Super male vitality, huh? I guess I kind of feel something. Super male vitality from InfoWarsStore.com? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not totally feeling it yet. Let me try this Alpha Power. Alpha Power from InfoWarsStore.com. I guess I'll just try this too. 2 Alpha Power tab supplement pills here. I guess I'll just try this Alpha Power too. Maybe this will help. Alpha Power, huh? I think I'm starting to feel something. I'm not sure exactly what's happening right now, but this Super Male Vitality Alpha Power combo, I think it's starting to kick in.
Ah!
Ah! Yes! Yes, I feel the power now. It's the Total Cuck Cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. Quit being a cuck and take the Total Cuck Cleanse from InfoWarsStore.com. First, the Super Male Vitality. Then, the Alpha Power. And then the Cuck Cleanse begins. Take back your male vitality with the Total Cuck Cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Toxic masculinity at its finest. Good job to the crew. We did it. We did it live. F it. We're just going to do it live. And I'm just going to wear the small t-shirt the rest of the day. How about that? Or maybe I'll get one that actually fits. All right, let me put my earpiece in.
Let's get a crew cam.
Okay.
Let's get a crew cam. Give me a crew cam. Great job by the crew. Great job by the crew. We tried to do this live on the War Room a couple days ago. Great job by Connor. Give Connor a round of applause. He really sold it. He really sold it. Yeah, take a bow. Great job by the crew right there. We tried to do this on the War Room. We were sabotaged by Marcos Morales. He hulked my soundboard down, and it caused a mic outage. But you know what? We did it live again, and we knocked it out. Great job to the crew. We did it. And so that's going to be the Total Cuck Cleanse ad that we're going to run now during break. So make sure we get that to A-list ASAP, guys, and let's start running that in break. So, but here's the deal, folks. I actually thought about doing this ad. The gimmick is for the radio audience. I started in an extra large T-shirt, and now I'm in a small T-shirt. And so the gimmick is I had a tiny little cuck megaphone here. It even has C. It even is the cuck version, the CMR-15. It's the cuck version here. And so I even started with the little megaphone, and then we advanced to the big InfoWars megaphone, which you play your cards right, this megaphone may end up with you in your hands to fight the InfoWar. But yeah, this is the cuck mobile ranger megaphone right here that's been uncucked and is now the InfoWars Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch, megaphone, which I have right here, which I'm about to send out to a fierce patriot today. This is about to be sent out to a fierce patriot. And here's the deal. Don't come in here and try to sabotage this ad now. Don't you come in here and try to sabotage this ad. This is the one that sabotaged it during the War Room. Marcos Morales, did you just want to flex your muscles?
I just wanted to redo my flex. This guy called me out. It was your weak cuck microphone that got cut. Cut itself.
You know, only a real cuck would blame the equipment.
Well, yeah, this is why he has to break his bass guitar after every live show. Marcos Morales, ladies and gentlemen, he's been here for forever, really. He puts out a lot of the great graphics that you see here. The 3D graphics, that's Marcos Morales' work. He does a great job. But I'll just go ahead and do this now. So first of all, the Total Cuck Cleanse, this is a real special at InfoWarsStore.com. And I planned on doing this bit with the T-shirts to promote Super Male. And it's just the symbiosis that happens here. It's really unbelievable. And then we came out with the Total Cuck Cleanse. I didn't even know this was going on. And then it ended up just kind of being the perfect little bit to cut an ad for it. So, but take advantage of the Total Cuck Cleanse. You get Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power 50% off in the combo pack. And it's got nothing but 5-star reviews. So get the Total Cuck Cleanse today at InfoWarsStore.com. Maybe we should send some to Brian Stelter. Maybe we should send some to Brian Stelter, who I've heard is, he may be joining us again. Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm not sure where they found that picture of Brian, but, kids, you know, you see like drug awareness ad campaigns. Brian Stelter is the donut awareness ad campaign. There's the soy face right there. Yeah, just take the Total Cuck Cleanse from InfoWarsStore.com. It'll work. But here's the deal. I've decided to turn this megaphone right here into a story. And so I'm just going to do this right now, and then here's the deal. This megaphone was actually created for a radio audience. It's unbelievable. It's got all InfoWars bumper stickers and everything totally decked out. You can't even find any original color from the megaphone because it's totally decked out in InfoWars stickers and a bunch of customization. Just really awesome. So it was the InfoWars Army Kansas that was originally using this for the protest that they did. I believe they brought it to Houston for a Trump rally. They brought it to a Planned Parenthood protest here in Austin, which is when they handed it over to Alex Jones and InfoWars. And actually, the individual who was responsible for making this, I believe he's joining the Marines now, so we salute him. But he handed this to us. Now, we've got some other megaphones that we use and other bullhorns that we use. And quite frankly, this one doesn't get utilized enough by us. So what I figured is We're going to turn this into like kind of like an Olympic torch, if you will, of InfoWars. So what I'm going to do is I'm about to send this bullhorn out to a patriot near you, to an InfoWarrior near you. And so this individual, who we'll identify once he receives it, and we'll bring him on the War Room that I host 3 to 6 weekdays here at InfoWars.com/show. We'll bring him on the air, and we'll show you who gets this. And then here's what's going to happen. He's going to use it for all of his political activism and all the stuff that he's engaged in. And then when he's ready to bestow the legendary InfoWars bullhorn to someone else, he will then pass the torch. And then it will become legend, and you will continue to pass it and pass it and pass it. So who knows? Who will raise the InfoWars legendary bullhorn next? It's coming to a patriot near you. If you engage in political activism, you could be the recipient of the InfoWars bullhorn.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I feel good. I knew I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
I do feel pretty good.
I feel nice.
I just took the Total Cuck Cleanse from InfoWarsStore.com.
I feel nice.
Sugar and spice.
Sugar and spice.
No, that's not Maxine Waters. That's James Brown.
I got you.
Soul. See, Maxine Waters stole James Brown's wig because she wanted to get some of that soul. She has no soul. Maxine Waters has no soul, so she stole James Brown's wig. Hopefully, she was hoping when she put the James Brown wig on her chrome dome, she was hoping that she would get some of that soul. Sorry, Maxine Waters, that's not how it works. You have no soul. You do have a chrome dome, though. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, I please do not do this. And I'm not saying that I'm encouraging this. All I'm saying is, wouldn't it be funny if someone just did like a, because this has been done before with other like popular YouTubers. I won't name names or give any context, but it's basically like they say they do a competition where if you can go take the hat off of this person, they get an award. It's like, what if someone said if you could pull Maxine Waters' wig off of her head, you can get $1 million. Oh my gosh. No, do not approach Maxine Waters to pull the James Brown wig off of her head. Do not do that. We don't want to see that chrome dome exposed. All right. We're into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. And then I'm just going to knock out the rest of this news. But guys, let's go ahead and, open the phone lines here. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we'll take your calls on any of the subjects that we've discussed so far today or any of the subjects that I'm about to discuss here. So we're opening up the phone lines right now. And in the last couple segments, I'll squeeze in some phone calls today. And then Will Johnson is hosting the War Room for me today. Let me just go right into this stack here of cultural news. Americans getting more inactive, computers partly to blame. And I think it's just in general screen time and smartphones and everything. This is also in the news today. The lure of computers means Americans are sitting more than before. Now here's the thing about this trend. And Alex talks about this a lot, and I think even humans just kind of know this, but you wonder, is this our destiny? Is this where Satan is taking us? What is this all about? But it all leads to the same thing, humans merging with machines, and eventually our environment and our atmosphere will be so toxic, unless you merge with the machine, you won't be able to survive. See the 5G technology that they're about to roll out. And so I just sit here and I question, is this really human's destiny? Can we stop this? Do we want to go down this road? What do we do to combat this? Because it just gets worse and worse with the youth. I mean, the average, toddler now is engaging in regular screen time. And, you know, they're putting 5G they're putting 5G antennas on top of schools and stuff now, even though they just had to get rid of a cell antenna from a school because it was causing kids to have cancer. So just get ready. And who knows what they're putting in the chemtrails? Who knows what's in the food or any of these adjuvants in the vaccines? They could jack something. You could have something in your body right now, and you wouldn't know it. You could have something in your body right now that you've either breathed in or ingested that can be targeted and triggered by radio waves, by cell waves. Oh, you didn't think about that, did you? You might want to wake up. Vegan feminist cafe that imposed 18% gender surcharge on men closes down. Paul Joseph Watson has the story at Infowars.com. Well, I'm shocked. I mean, a vegan feminist cafe, first of all, okay, good luck with that, I guess. That's a fake photo of Michelle Obama they even have on their wall. They took a picture of Michelle Obama and actually put it on a woman's body. That's hilarious. But, yeah, wow. And then they're sexist against men, and you didn't make it in business. Wow, I'm so stunned. I'm sure you went and got an education in business, didn't you? Dumbasses. U.S. Navy drafting new guidelines for reporting UFOs. Boy, you know, here's the thing about this. I do like to follow the UFO stuff, and it's intriguing to me. There's definitely stuff going on out there. Now, I'm not saying it's aliens or that even I know what it is. It could be just secret government stuff. It could just be secret stuff, you know, flying machines, what have you, or just stuff that we've never really been able to explore before until now. But this to me says they just don't want this stuff going out for whatever reason. They don't want people to be looking into UFOs and stuff. You know, this one really intrigues me here. I really don't understand this one because I'm a big movie fanatic. In fact, I used to be I used to review movies even professionally. So I just don't understand. Box office preview: Avengers Endgame preps for record $900 million. Global vow. Avengers Endgame prompts theaters to plan 24-hour screenings, double the popcorn. So, first of all, as a moviegoer and a fan of movies, I don't understand this whole Avengers. It's like an obsession. But you notice how it's all this, what you're seeing with all these big movie pushes, there's all this propaganda, not just like the leftist propaganda, but it's always Endgame, final battle, end of humanity, Geostorm. It's this, they're programming your consciousness to get ready for the end of the world, which again, they'll say they have the solution. Plug yourself into this machine and you can live forever and be free. No, you just died and became a slave as soon as you did that. As this headline is almost the epitome of everything that's going on right now. As Coachella raged, the LA tech world made plans to live on Mars. So this is just one story from LA Times, but let me tell you how this actually perfectly encapsulates the world right now. So Coachella is a big music festival. So basically here you have humans on Earth distracted by all the screens and the cell phones and the thises and the thats and the TVs and the Kardashians and the football and the everything. And it's fun and they party and they drink and they do drugs and they're living the time of their life. Meanwhile, as they're dancing, the elite are planning an off-world life. The elite are literally getting ready for a separatist society, and you're going to be left in the dust. And but they'll have the whole thing rolled out and ready to go so that when you finally realize that you're about to get killed, you'll be ready to jump on to whatever ship it is they promise or whatever life technology extensions that they promise. But this is what's going on. As the world is dancing and drinking and getting drunk and high, the elites are planning a separate society, and you're not invited. You get nothing. Enjoy your football. Enjoy your sports. Enjoy all of your partying. You're about to be done.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then It's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Okay. Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. Right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Just to put an end cap in this stack of news here, Elon Musk says machine to connect human brain to computer is coming soon. Don't worry, folks. InfoWars tomorrow's, well, InfoWars, next decade's news today. I mean, it's not going to be trendy. It's not going to be fun. They'll roll it out that way. Oh, but it won't last. Here's a funny one. Automakers invest heavily in electronic vehicles despite still low demand. And that on the heels of a new study coming out, electronic cars emit more CO2 than diesel vehicles. But it's just the left in a nutshell. Give you something that you don't want for a price that you can't afford. That's just what they do. All right, we've got open phone lines now, and the callers are ready to go. Let's start with Margaret calling in from Oklahoma. Thanks for calling today, Margaret. Go ahead.
Oh, I've actually called in before about Schaefer Cox.
Okay.
And I think you said one time that you really, really wanted to help Schaefer Cox.
Well, I just think it's sad. I mean, Schaefer Cox is an American patriot who was jailed illegally, in my opinion. And yeah, he just kind of rots in a jail cell. And I haven't really seen or heard much from or about him lately.
Jordan Page, he's a singer-songwriter, and he has a fantastic voice. He wrote a song for Schaefer Cox. It's right there on YouTube. Just look up the Persecution of Schaefer Cox, Jordan Page, and it's a really beautiful song.
Okay. We will look into that. Anything else, Margaret?
Yeah, you should get Jordan Page and Angela Clemens on to talk about Schaefer. They would just love to do that.
Okay. Well, we will look into that, Margaret. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to, all right, let's just do this right now. Let's go to Jay calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Jay.
Yo, old dog, what up?
Yo, what's up, Jay?
Not much. I'm a second-time caller. I called before I talked to David. Really articulate. I love him. I just want to give you props real quick for your veteran show. It really helps me. It really touches me. You had me rolling earlier, bro, when you was talking about Brian Stelter and that fence, man.
Brian Stelter's actually going to be joining us again in the next segment. But, Jay, let me just say, the fact that that veteran's call-in show is important to you means everything. That's why I do it. And we actually have it this Friday, the veteran show. We do it the last Friday of every month on the War Room, in case any of the audience is not aware. The last Friday of the month on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central here, hosted by me, we do a veterans call-in show. And I've got multiple veterans lined up for this Friday. We always get great veterans guests on to co-host, and then we get great calls. So it's something that I'm always excited about. And when I hear the veterans call me and say, hey, I love that you do that, that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, I be praying for you, the whole InfoWars crew, a lot. That, dude, you be out there all in, like, the midst of it with a red cap on. I mean, I haven't been stateside in a long time. I've been overseas working. But so I don't know the state, what's going on. I'm your age. But for you to be out there, you're so brave. I saw you last year, South by Southwest. I think you interviewed Michael 5000 Watts from Swisher House. And I'm like, oh, my God, because South of Houston area. And I'm like, he's just walking up there with a camera crew. Do you have, like, 10 bodyguards? You're not worried. You're like a colonel for the InfoWars team. Then you got, like, Mike Adams, the health guy. He's like the general, David, their general. I'm not trying to down your rank, but, I mean, we're all trying to fight this war. But you're not scared out there? Do you have a vest on?
No. Most of the time now, I go out totally solo. I'm protected by God, so I have no fear.
All right. All right, so,
I mean, Jay, you don't understand. Your prayers, we have people that they do like weird devil satanic rituals, and they try to send demons on us, man. Your prayers counter that. Your prayers keep us in God's watchful eye.
Yeah, no doubt. Every day. So next was Savannah Hernandez. The first time I saw you and her on air, I was like, okay, what's going on right here? And then she was talking about, she played this Cardi B song or something. And then you said, I digress. Cause, you know, this hip hop music, this influence that's over these kids, it's in the movies, it's everywhere. And it's like a magic spell to have you thinking, dancing, twerking, turking, money, dollars, material.
No, but see, but that's what it is, Jay. And they use people like Cardi B and they force feed her to the population. And so kids think it's cool. You know, she's rich and famous and everything. And she's adult. She's a moron. She has a low IQ. And so, but it doesn't matter. I mean, she can be good at music or whatever. The point is they force feed people like her for public consumption because that's what they want young people to be looking up to. Young people to idolize is someone who's totally fake and has a low IQ.
It's sad. We're doomed. And, so I haven't listened to rap music in a while, just like Bob Marley or some like classical stuff. But the next thing, what I really call for is I always hear you beating up vegans, man.
Now, hold on a second. I saw on the thing you said you wanted to defend vegans. I don't beat up vegans. What are you talking about?
I'm a hardcore InfoWar dude, bro. You make jokes about us at the supermarket. You joke about the cow farts. You joke all the time. You guys, it's too much joking about it. And the thing is, it's serious. Sustainability wise, I mean, we don't have enough land on Earth to feed the animals and feed the humans. Sooner or later, unless you're a millionaire, you're not going to be able to eat no filet mignon.
Hey, and look, Jay, I don't know what you're talking about, me attacking vegans. I mean, I've covered it before. I've made jokes about it. I understand where you're coming from. I'm not anti-vegans. I mean, I've covered events with news stories that have vegans inside of them. I totally understand where you're coming from. In fact, I do believe if you're a Christian Orthodox, the Christian Orthodox diet, I do believe, actually says you can't eat any meat.
So I
just want to be on the record. I have nothing against vegans. I don't think I could personally do it, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, you're good then. You're clear. My last thing, and I want Alex to hear this, is you guys are killing me with this news. It's news all day. I know that's what you are, your news channel. But I support InfoWars. I can't buy InfoWars stock. I see where you guys are going with the company. I like it. But there should be, like, music videos. There should be, like, a cooking channel. There should be, like, an InfoWars teen channel. There should be like a full TV show.
You know, Jay, I hear you. I actually hear you, and we're on the same page. And obviously the challenge is, you know, it takes a lot of money to do that. It takes a lot of money to expand and to hire the crew. And Alex doesn't like half-assing things. He wants to make sure that we have a full rollout before we do these things. But like when I started seeing like flat earthers getting banned from YouTube, I was like, let's have a flat earth channel of InfoWars. Just bring them all on InfoWars. I don't care if you're flat earth or not. It doesn't matter to me. I'm for free speech. So I see where you're going, and I agree with you. And I know that Alex has a big vision for InfoWars. And so if we continue to get the support, Jay, I appreciate your support and your prayers. I mean, if we continue to do that, eventually that's where InfoWars will go. It just takes time and funding, and so that's kind of the process we're engaged in right now. And they know that, and that's why they're doing this whole big censorship thing before the 2020 election, because it's during the election cycles where we get the most support, we get the most funding, we get the biggest audience, and people are going to be looking for us again on YouTube and everything, and they're not going to find us. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens when that phenomenon plays out. But Jay, absolutely, you have the vision. I mean, that's what we want to do with InfoWars, and we just go as far as the audience allows us, and it's your prayers and your support that makes it all possible. I was going to take another call here, but Jay, we got 60 seconds left. Anything else you want to say?
Nah, that's it, man. I appreciate talking to you until I can cross you over on the court. But y'all be easy, man. Like I said, I'm praying for y'all. And just be safe, man. Get you another bodyguard. At least get a thin Teflon, bro.
Are you from Houston?
I'm from south of Houston.
South of Houston?
I'm Houston, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we can ball together.
Well, I'm going to meet you at one of these rallies one of these days. I'm just over here trying to...
Come on out. Hey, come on out. We've got the Planned Parenthood protest on May 26th coming up. Thank you so much for the call, Jay. It's great to hear from you. On May 26th, we have the Planned Parenthood protest. Stop government funding of Planned Parenthood. May 26th in Austin, Texas. The Planned Parenthood Center on 7th Street. We're migrating from the one on Ben White to the one on 7th Street, which is more downtown. They get free rent from our government. So join me out there, Jay. I'd love to meet you. I always love meeting fellow InfoWarriors when I host these events and these protests. We'll be right back. Final segment on the other side.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Mind control, corruption of your thoughts, destruction of your soul.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Brian Stelter filling in. I'm kind of sick of having no audience on CNN, so I decided to actually have an audience and fill in for Alex here in the last segment. And I just have to raise a big fuss about something here. You see, Trump avoiding the correspondents' dinner is an attack on the media. I'm attacked. I'm being attacked daily by President Trump when he refuses to give me an interview. I am being attacked daily by President Trump when he says we need to have a border. These are the kind of racist, bigoted statements from President Trump that we fight every day here at CNN. But we have no audience left. We failed. We've lost all our audience. And so I now have to come on InfoWars because we have no audience. But for the president to avoid us at the correspondents' dinner, where we want to tar and feather him publicly, when we want to lie about him to the American people, when we want to destroy and attack him, that's our right. It's in the Constitution. Read the Constitution, Mr. President. It says in the Bill of Rights, written in 1692 by Malcolm X, that the president has to go to the correspondents' dinner. If he doesn't, he's guilty of treason. It's in the Bill of Rights. And so now the president is openly committing treason against this republic by refusing to let us ridicule him and lie about him during the correspondence dinner. So it's an attack against the media. It's an attack against me that the president will avoid us at the correspondence dinner. And it really just goes to show you who the president really is. He's too busy fixing the economy. We just had another record-breaking day in the stock market. This is what the president chooses to do. Record low unemployment numbers. This is what the president is doing with his time instead of going to the correspondence dinner. I think that really shows you who this president is. Anti-American. He wants to support the American people instead of the fake news media that hates him and attacks him every day. It's an assault against me. So I sign off. I'm going to go have to put some ice on my wounds from all the attacks I've had to endure from the president. And I'm going to get a fresh box of Kleenexes as well. So for InfoWars.com, this has been Brian Pennywise Stelter, the biggest audience I've ever had.
Thank you for filling in there, Brian. Very nice of you to do so. You know, CNN is such a joke. They tweeted this out. Shaima Ismail was attending a conference of the Islamic Circle of North America in D.C. when she saw a group of protesters holding signs against the Muslim faith. She asked her friend to take a photo of her in front of them, so she's trolling them. But I looked at the signs, and all the signs say is that they love Jesus. But I guess if you love Jesus, that's somehow an attack on the Muslim's faith. Why doesn't CNN, you know what, we need to do a new CNN logo, and let's just like put a hijab on the CNN logo. I mean, we did the CNN is ISIS thing, so CNN is ISIS, but CNN is now just openly Muslim, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we should just put the hijab over the CNN logo. All right, final segment here. Let's take a couple more phone calls. Let's go to Brad Chadford calling in here, Charred Bratwurst in Boston. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I got to say, your stelter impression is not quite high enough. I think
impression? What are you talking about? Stelter impression?
You should have Morales go in there and grab you by the chode while you do that, because I think that would get it up a little, another octave, I think.
You're a disgusting person. You know that?
I really am. But you know what? That's not what I really wanted to talk about. What I wanted to get into is I actually have breaking news. I called Her Handsome Cafe in Australia.
You called them on the phone?
Gender surcharge. Yeah, I did, to discuss their 18% gender surcharge on men.
Yes.
And they actually told me that they were rethinking it, and they were going to allow you and Marcos Morales to get an 18% discount. They were actually calling it the hoe discharge, not the gender surcharge. So I guess their thing is it's by women for women, but they said this one is by women for women.
Well, here's their problem, though.
But
here's their problem. I've already outflanked them. I was planning on going to get coffee there as a woman. So, you see, I was going to identify as a woman, and then they couldn't give me the surcharge. Otherwise, that would be sexist, you see?
Do differently to appear as a woman.
Well, I mean, I showed the video of Drag Queen Story. I mean, these guys have big, hairy chests and big, burly beards. I mean, they don't even really try to be women. So I'm just going to claim to be a woman, and I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and avoid that surcharge. And if they say that I'm a man, then they're sexist.
Yeah, but you and Marcos get the whole discharge now. It's 18% off. So I think it's a good deal. I mean,
so here's the deal. I mean, you can make your jokes here on the Alex Jones Show, but you know, the liberals aren't going to go to your channel, Brad.
Well, they don't anyway, so what does it matter? I've got nothing to lose.
You're actually smarter than the rest because you're actually taking advantage of the Trump economy because, I mean, there's nothing. The liberals, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess not. Hey, I'm going to let you go because I know you want to get a couple more calls in, but Tulsi 2020. See you later.
Yeah, you know, Tulsi is going hard against Saudi Arabia and our funding of their crimes against humanity. I support Tulsi in that challenge. I just don't think she's going to get any support from the Democrats. I think they want Biden, and so they're going to get Biden. So unfortunately, Tulsi Gabbard, by far the best candidate the Democrats have to offer, I don't think she's going to get a fair shot. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go to Let's do Emerson. Let's take another caller from Massachusetts today. Go ahead, Emerson. Five seconds. Emerson, are you with us? Go ahead. Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, welcome. Greetings to AJ. I haven't heard from him in a while.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greetings to AJ, Alex Jones. Because I haven't heard from him in a while.
Okay.
So I'm calling today just to, I'm going to be brief because I'm actually working. So I just wanted to say that the felons who committed crime and they're in jail, they should have no rights. But they should have rights to have no rights. Basically, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I look at this issue and I just see it as the Democrats trying to scrape up as many votes as they can. They know that their party is dying, and so they see 6 million felons. There's 6 million votes that they think they can get. But this is like the least radical thing the Democrats are pushing right now. I mean, open borders, free education, tear down every skyscraper, illegals voting. I mean, those are having felons vote, that's like lukewarm for a Democrat.
They're not law-abiding citizens, so they should have no right because they broke the law. That's why they're in jail. Jail is not a vacation. It's they cannot live with a community, so they
oh, you know what? No, right. No, Emerson, it's actually making sense to me now. I see what's happening. Now I see the picture. The Democrats are pushing for felons to vote because they want to be able to vote from jail when Trump arrests them in a few years. That's what this is. Obama wants to be able to vote when he's arrested for treason. Hillary wants to be able to vote from her jail cell when she's a felon. That's what this is, Emerson. Thank you for Emerson. I'm so glad you put that thought bug in my head today. Thank you for the call. That's what it is. The Democrats realize that they're all about to end up in jail as felons, and so they're trying to be able to vote from prison once they get locked up for all their treason. All right, final call. Let's go to Jim in Alabama. Go ahead, Jim.
I've been listening to your show today, and I'm. You should be telling.
Wait a second. Hold on. Is this has Brian Stelter commandeered Jim?
Yes. And then I'm trying to infiltrate the show and try to stop this madness. You're being a fraud.
Brian, will you leave the InfoWars audience alone, please? We've given you enough airtime for one day.
No. I'm going to report you to Twitter. I'm going to report all your Twitter channels and, you're just making CNN look bad.
Brian.
I don't appreciate it.
Brian, you make CNN look bad. You're a Humpty Dumpty of
no.
a man with no ratings.
No, you're just trying to ride on my coattails for your own thing. InfoWars is trying to use me for their own thing. I'm the famous celebrity here.
All right, Brian, celebrity. I'll tell you what. Brian Stelter. Brian Stelter, you did a great job providing his content. Here's the deal. Folks, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Thanks for calling, Brian. The real reason why Brian was so upset is because we don't have a T-shirt size in his size. He's a quadruple XL. We're going to do it. In fact, it's not a quadruple XL. We're going to now launch all InfoWars T-shirts are 50% off, and we're now announcing the brand new Brian Stelter size. It's the quadruple XL Brian Stelter size. So Brian, we're going to get you that T-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.